Warnings. Self-hypnosis may not be sufficient to address all issues. If you don't get the results you want, that doesn't mean you weren't in hypnosis. It just might mean you need some extra help. Point 2. Be careful when rising if you've been lying down. Getting up too quickly could cause your blood pressure to plummet, and you can easily become dizzy or pass out. This has nothing to do with hypnosis per se, but with the mechanics of being horizontal for a while. As always, if you have a condition that requires medical attention, speak with your doctor or therapist before starting anything new. Self-hypnosis is not an alternative to your doctor's advice. If you find that this therapy has helped you enough where you feel you no longer need medication, do not stop taking your medication without speaking to your doctor. Things you'll need while practicing self-hypnosis. A comfortable place to sit or lie where you won't be disturbed. A quiet environment. The ability to count to 10 backwards and forwards, and a willingness to follow your own instructions.